It is well recognized that Cochrane systematic reviews provide some of the highest level of evidence that underpins health care. It was therefore very interesting to see a new systematic review on the treatment of Class 2 Division 2 malocclusion. The paper was called Orthodontic Treatment for Deep Bite and Retroclined Upper Front Teeth in Children. The lead author was Dr. Millett, and it was published in the Cochrane Library. They followed a standard systematic review methodology to evaluate whether non-extraction treatment of Class 2 Division 2 malocclusion produced a result that was any different from no orthodontic treatment or extraction treatment. As this was a Cochrane review, they only included randomized controlled trials and controlled clinical trials in their inclusion criteria. They attempted to evaluate any active intervention using orthodontic appliances, and the primary outcome was going to be dental occlusal results of treatment with the PAR index. There were various secondary outcomes, for example, the duration of treatment and the number of visits. They carried out a classical Cochrane review search in which they evaluated electronic databases followed by a hand search of any additional literature. Their initial search identified 856 references, but when they screened them, they rejected them all because they could not find a single randomized controlled trial or a controlled clinical trial that evaluated the treatment for Class 2 Division 2 malocclusion. As a result, they could not provide any evidence-based guidance to clinicians and patients with respect to the management of this type of malocclusion. Their overall conclusion was that there was no scientific evidence to establish whether orthodontic treatment that does not involve the removal of permanent teeth is better or worse than orthodontic treatment involving the extraction of permanent teeth in children with Class 2 Division 2 malocclusion. Their overall conclusion was, unfortunately, that more research or even research is needed. I thought it was disappointing to find that this review did not come up with an evidence supporting our treatment of Class 2 Division 2 malocclusion, but in many ways this now lets us consider the role of evidence within the practice of evidence-based orthodontics. We all know that when clinical research is available, it should outweigh the effect of clinical experience. However, when no research is available, then it is clear that our treatment should be planned upon clinical experience. And this is the case with Class 2 Division 2 malocclusion. I certainly get the impression that most treatment is now provided on a non-extraction basis for this type of condition. And perhaps in many ways there is no need to carry out this type of review because clinical experience seems to be driving treatment that certainly does no harm and certainly provides very good treatment results. However, this is just my personal opinion, which of course is the lowest level of evidence.